Welcome back to another episode of Social Media Currency. Again, my name is Gordon Soule, and I am your host of Social Media Currency. As most of you know, personal development and personal growth is very important to me. And I believe that mindset is everything. And so as you embark on your journey of growing your social media so you can grow more influence, income, and impact, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, or whatever platform or strategies you're using right now to grow your social media and to turn it into income, I believe that every day we get up and either we are inspired and motivated to take action, or there are days when we may be thinking about quitting. And it's in the moment of when we're thinking of quitting that I want you to remember the story. It's a story from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and it's called 3 Feet from Gold. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to share this story with you right now. And I'd like to read, for you right now from Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold. So here we go. One of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat. Every person is guilty of this mistake at one time or another. An uncle of R.U. Darby was caught by the gold fever in the gold rush days and went west to dig and grow rich. He had never heard that more gold has been mined from the brains of men than has ever been taken from the earth. He staked a claim and went to work with pick and shovel. The going was hard, but his lust for gold was definite. After weeks of labor, he was rewarded by the discovery of the shining ore. He needed machinery to bring the ore to the surface. Quietly, he covered up the mine, retraced his footsteps to his home in Williamsburg, Maryland, told his relatives and a few neighbors of the strike. They got together money for the needed machinery, had it shipped. The uncle and Darby went back to work the mine. The first car of ore was mined and shipped to a smelter. The returns proved they had one of the richest mines in Colorado. Yeah, a few more cars of that ore would clear the debts. Then would come the big killing of profits. Down went the drills, up went the hopes of Darby and uncle. Then something happened. The vein of gold ore disappeared. They had come to the end of the rainbow, and the pot of gold was no longer there. They drilled on, desperately trying to pick up the vein again, all to no avail. Finally, they decided to quit. They sold the machinery to a junk man for a few $100s and took the train back home. Some junk men are dumb, but not this one. He called in a mining engineer to look at the mine and do a little calculating. The engineer advised that the project had failed because the owners were not familiar with fault lines. His calculations showed that the vein would be found just 3 feet from where the Darbys had stopped drilling. That is exactly where it was found. You know, the junk man took millions of dollars in ore from the mine because he knew enough to seek expert counsel before giving up. So I hope the story from Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, inspires you to success. Just when you're thinking, I gotta quit, that's when you have to say, I would never, ever, ever quit because I'm only 3 feet from goal. And even if you're a social media manager yourself, or you're doing social media yourself or your company, or for your own business, if you're struggling, if you're having problems, don't quit. Go seek advice. Go find an expert. Go find someone who's documented, who can show you their documentation. Go find expert advice that can help you strike gold and create currency, right, in your social media. So once again, thank you for listening to another episode of Social Media Currency. And please, please don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit.